Imagine being able to place a call to any hot selling brand on Amazon and being told yes, you could resell their products. And if you buy more than 24 measly units, you could even get deep discounted prices. You're making 100% profits like a business, hundreds of percent profits on all of these sales, and you're turning over your money multiple times per week with daily disbursements to your bank account from Amazon. This was the state of Amazon when I began selling 15 years ago, and it is completely different now. So on today's episode, I'm going to share how I would do it again if I was starting in 2024 with a few thousand dollars, and how I would grow to seven figures in 18 months. So welcome back to the Wizards of Ecom podcast. This is episode number 360. My name is Carlos Alvarez, and I'll be your host for the show. Let's get right into this. So the first critical step here, and those of you that know me and know my story, definitely know that I'm coming from a place right now of if I would do it again, and some of these I didn't do. So like, for example, the first one, like right off the bat, I did it wrong. You need to keep your job. If your goal is to grow to seven figures in 18 months, you cannot be paying yourself your living wage from that business. The math is not going to make sense if you're starting with a small amount of money doing that. So keep your job. Throughout all this, remember, you have an income that is coming in that is supporting your lifestyle, whatever that might be. Maybe you're making some sacrifices. Maybe it's not comfortable. Maybe you're slowly going into debt. I don't know. Like, whatever's going on, like, for this math to work that we're about to do, you need to keep your job. All right. So the first thing after keeping your job is, in 2024, the closest thing to an actual money tree is the Amazon Influencer Program. So let me take a step back too before I dive too deep into the Amazon Influencer Program. And that is, the direction you're trying to go through all this is to set yourself up to have an amazing private label brand that you can exit. That's where I want you to think about. That's where you want to go. You want to have your own brand. That could be a private label brand. It could be like, you know, like my friend Alex and other people I know right now that are really challenging the way I think about brands. And it could be a print on demand brand, whatever that might be. You're trying to get to where you're creating your own brand, so you could write your own story, and you have an asset that you can actually exit for a nice multiple in the future. So that's where you're trying to go. But the issue is, you need to get from a few thousand bucks, maybe on a credit card or cash, and you need to get to seven figures in 18 months to really set yourself up to, you know, exit in your first 3-4 years. So we said keeping your job. The next one's the Amazon Influencer Program. And the reason for this is that it costs nothing, like literally nothing. And we have a free Telegram chat community for anybody that wants to know, you know, how to get set up, best practices, all that stuff that you can access at wizardsofecom.com/chat. But we're not going to do a deep dive on Amazon Influencer Program right now. I'll do something in a future episode. But right now, you want to get into the Amazon Influencer Program because it is going to make you money and cost you nothing out of pocket. And it's going to just continue making you money. I would recommend, if your goal is to get to, if you're just listening to this and like your goal is not to get to seven figures in 18 months, like maybe you're past that, but you just want to like sort of get the numbers that I'm going to be talking about in this episode, I recommend doing like recording five videos a day. So five products that you have around your house, doing a short little video review of them, posting it to your Amazon influencer account, post tagging it to the respective product on Amazon. And then just anytime somebody views that video, you make a commission on the sale. So I'm going to recommend doing that. However, if you're the one that has a few thousand dollars and you're trying to grow this to 18 months and follow along with this podcast, then I recommend you do as many as you freaking can per day. So I'm going to peg that number. Like, if I was hungry and I was just sitting at 3K and I hated my job and I wanted to retire my wife and get my mama home and like all this other stuff, I wouldn't be doing the minimum that I'm recommending of five per day. I'd be doing 50 to 100, but let's just say you're going all out on the Amazon Influencer Program on this. And if you just look around your house, you're going to see thousands of products that you can review. And it may not seem like that to you, but I'm just looking around my room right now and I'm in my little recording studio. I see a calendar on the wall, and a lot of people are like, oh, I'll review the calendar. Yeah. But What about all those Sharpies that are sitting there? You can review them as a pack. You can review them individually. What about the tacks that are holding this calendar into the wall that I'm looking at that you can't see? What about the shelves? The shelves is a set. I mean, just everything you look at, you review it. And when you do that and you make a list, you're going to realize you probably have 10,000 different little widgets or whatever in your house. So you're going to be doing that daily. The next thing I want you to do is, if you have a few thousand dollars, like $3,000, I don't care what they're saying online. You can't start a private label with that. But like I said, we want to get to building a brand. So what I want you to do is what I call private label prep. I want you to think content first, and you're going to start getting the machine rolling towards private label. And this is a step that most people skip or just never get to. And by content first, I mean, you're going to get a free WordPress site and you're going to begin creating content on this site, maybe to the tune of like once a week, but like highly optimized content. ChatGPT is going to be your friend here, even though I don't think you can create a super robust, share-worthy content using ChatGPT. But the heavy lifting could be done here, whereas a few years ago, if we were talking about this could literally mean, you know, a few hours of your day. Thank God that won't be the case now. It might take like 15, 20 minutes. But you want to start generating content on your site and give thought to what private label you want to get into. The other thing you're going to do here, and this really touches on the last episode that I dropped, which was Amazon private label versus digital courses. And, you know, really just, you know, talking that through or talking that out loud with you guys, in the sense of, if you have a private label, there's no reason why you can't also have a digital course. I gave an example of like, you were going to sell ice cream, right? Well, not that you were going to sell ice cream, but like I saw a course out there on somebody teaching how to make homemade ice cream. And if you had an ice cream scooper that you did want to sell, obviously you can't sell ice cream on FBA, it'll melt. But if you had an ice cream scooper you wanted to sell, you could totally start creating a site on ice cream, the history of ice cream, how to make ice cream, healthy ice cream, just keto ice cream, just anything you wanted to about ice cream, and start becoming the authority on that site without having any products. And there's lots of opportunities there, AdSense, affiliate commissions, lots of stuff you could do on that site. But most important, you're going to be building an email list with that content and getting ready. So when you do launch that product, whether it's a ice cream scooper or whatever, you're in a very strong position to launch that product. So you're building that site, you're reviewing products in the Amazon influencer program, you're really growing that. And you're also working towards this digital course that you're creating. So you're getting into a position where you could start selling that the content that you attract to your site. You could also get this course and like post it on Udemy, Skillshare, all these other places like that are like Amazon, eBay, Walmart equivalents of third-party platforms like them. So like where there's people already on there looking for courses. So you have lots of options there to start generating some revenue from those digital courses. The next thing you're looking at, and you're doing this over a course of months. And the next thing you're going to do is when you hit about the $10,000 a month in revenue range, or basically revenue is almost as profits in this case, because in the Amazon influencer program, you really don't have any costs. So when you're at the $10,000 a month range in affiliate commissions, what I want you to do is I want you to pull $10,000 out. Mind you, you've been doing this for a few months too. So it's not like you only have sold $10,000. Like you're at probably, you know, $25,000 in sales at this point in revenues and commissions from the Amazon influencer program. But I want you to pull 10 out, and we're going to put that into the Amazon wholesale model. And again, I'm not going to do a deep dive on what that model entails, but if you're familiar with the concept of wholesale, but not really how it applies here, just swap the word wholesale out when I say it for reselling. So you're going to resell other products. You're going to purchase wholesale from wholesalers, and then you're going to resell those products on Amazon. I'm going to do that. So I'm going to put $10,000 in there, and I'm going to keep turning that. And I'm going to keep on turning that until, and I'm going to be adding money along the way, but I'm going to get to that in a second. Right around this point, when you're at the 3-month mark, at this point, 100%, you're getting reached to, out to, and this is probably happening like in month one of the Amazon influencer program, but you're going to have, at this point, you're going to be at about a few thousand dollars a month just in Chinese vendors that are reaching out to you saying, hey, you know, we love how you review products and on your influencer program, we'd love to know if you'd review our product. And then what we do is we structure something with them, and we used to say $30. I think now we say 50, and we're like, yeah, we'll do it. Send it to us, $50. And they'll send us the $50 in PayPal, and we'll record the video. Well, that reaches for us to about the $1,000 a month range. For you at this you know, over $10,000 a month in Amazon affiliate commissions, you should be considerably higher than that. But so you have that other revenue coming in, which I just put under the umbrella of Amazon Influencer Program. You have wholesale going, you have your website growing, you're building an email list, and you're selling some of your digital courses. One of the next things, the next pretty critical stage here is I'm going to start getting 5,000 of that, probably like at 15,000 plus in affiliate commissions from the influencer program. I'm going to start grabbing about $5,000 of that every month, and I'm just going to continue dumping it into the Amazon wholesale program until, and I'm going to keep doing that throughout the rest of this until the wholesale business is, you know, I've pretty much seeded it with $100,000, $120,000. And in addition, I'm going to get another $4,000 of that commission money, and I'm going to start reinvesting it for the first time into the Amazon influencer program. And by that, I mean, I'm going to use a tool like Spizon or some of these other tools out there, these Chrome extensions, and I'm going to go in there and I'm going to start looking for products that are selling online on Amazon that do not have video review representation. So I'm going to start reinvesting about $4,000 of those commissions per month into those products that are going to bring me in even higher commissions. So I'm looking for products that are selling in categories that either have a higher tier commission, like 4%, and sell for a larger dollar amount, or, you know, just have zero representation, even if it's like 1.5% commission, but it's a big dollar amount product or just has no competitors. That just means that the likelihood that this product that's getting a lot of sales, I'm going to be making a lot of commissions on that product. So I'm going to pull, again, I'm just to recap it because that was a lot. Of the, you know, roughly 15,000 a month I'm bringing in now from the Amazon Influencer Program, I'm going to pull 5 of it per month and continue dumping it into the Amazon wholesale model. And then I'm going to start pulling $4,000 a month out at this point and reinvesting it into products that I'm going to review on the Amazon Influencer Program that have lots of sales, little to no representation in the form of video reviews. All right. So, and the Spizon tool, they have a free one and they have a paid one. You could use either one at this point. The paid one has a nominal fee. Now, when the Amazon Influencer Program has exceeded 15,000 a month and we're at about 20,000 a month, I want to begin the PL brand. I would recommend either the private label or the private label wholesale hybrid model, which I've spoken at length about on the podcast. And I'm probably at this point going to, whether it's the PL wholesale model or just the private label model, I'm going to choose the food category, and I'm going to use a vendor out of the Private Label Manufacturers Association catalog. If you want to access that catalog, quick tip, you can get that catalog from the Wizards of Ecom mobile app. Wherever you download your apps, just grab it. And in the bottom right-hand corner, you'll see a resources section. And just click on that, and then you'll see Private Label Manufacturers Association, or PLMA 2024. Click on it. You can access the entire catalog. What I recommend doing is getting it, converting it into a PDF, or it already is into a PDF. Get that PDF file, drop it into ChatGPT, and then use ChatGPT is going to be your friend. This is a very dense catalog, and you're going to be able to get this and make queries against it. Like, say, show me all of the, you know, popcorn seasoning vendors, you know what I mean? And that are in the USA, give me their phone numbers, name, and address. So then you could just start calling them. Another reason why I'm recommending the food, besides subscribe and save and making sure that the factory is in the USA or North America, is I need to turn this around fast. I don't want to be waiting on a boat from China. I don't want to be dealing with 30, 45, 60 days, you know, manufacturing lead times. I don't want to deal with any of that right now, especially if I'm trying to get to the 7 figures in 18 months. At this stage, you're bringing in close to 20K per month. Actually more with the wholesale sales that are going on. You're bringing in close to $25,000 a month before even getting into private label. So before we do this private label step, you may want to, it's a pretty good argument to do a PL wholesale hybrid model line and a private label line in case you wanted to get into a widget or something from China. But either or, you start this, and at this stage, you're pushing the 1 year mark and you're nearly at 7 figures already. So you're just going to now continue growing this business with what you have. You could bolt more stuff on, you could expand internationally, but at this stage, in this example, I think that would be a little premature. Maybe your next step is, you know, say you launched the private label brand, or you're building it out, you know, using one of the a food private label product from the PLMA catalog. Maybe the next step, you know, just to blow past the seven figure mark by 18 months is launch the other one, the PL wholesale hybrid model equivalent. So I hope the above is clear. I hope it made some sense to you. I want to put like an asterisk on this whole episode though. And I want to say that I don't think your goal should be trying to get to a gross number amount. I think it's a crappy goal to go for. And instead you should be focused on profits. This could have easily been an episode that said six figures in 6 months. And I think that would be six figures with a very high profit margin in 6 months. Heck, if we just stopped with the Amazon Influencer Program, I know people that are making over $120,000 a year in profits in their first year doing just that. So the exercise here was to really just, I hope you got the creative juices flowing for you. I hope you, you know, I picked seven figures because I know everybody jumps at seven figures and that's such a big number. It's $1 million. Oh my God. And 18 months and $1 million is very exciting. But again, insert your goals how you want in here. Take away that there is such a thing as the PL wholesale model, hybrid model that you could do. The Amazon Influencer Program is wildly profitable. You can start a private label brand starting with a content first approach and a digital course. You don't need to just go all in and tie your revenues up with some factory in China. So lots of possibilities here. I hope it really helped. I haven't dropped since I've been doing a lot of solo episodes, I really haven't been doing the book, you know, favorite book and why segment that I normally do at the end of an episode. I will share that I just finished reading The Art of Gathering by Priya Parker. Highly recommend it if you're into building community. I love building community, so that's a huge one for me. Keep crushing it. Much love. I look forward to talking to you next time.